dust masses for a large sample of core collapse supernovae from optical emission line asymmetries, dust formation on 30-year timescales, by Maria Niculescu Duvaz et al. Modeling the red-blue asymmetries seen in the broad emission lines of core collapse supernovae, CCSNA, is a powerful technique to quantify total dust mass formed in the ejector at late times, greater than 5 years after outburst, when ejector dust temperatures become too low to be detected by mid-IR instruments. Following our success in using the Monte Carlo radiative transfer code Damocles to measure the dust mass evolution in SN1987A and other CCSNA, we present the most comprehensive sample of dust mass measurements yet made with Damocles for CCSNA aged between 4 and 60 years after outburst. Our sample comprises of multi-epoch late-time optical spectra taken with the Gemini GMOS and VLTX shooter spectrographs, supplemented by archival spectra. For the 14 CCSNA that we have modeled, we confirm a dust mass growth with time that can be fit by a sigmoid curve which is found to saturate beyond an age of approximately 30 years at a mass of 0.23 carat plus 0.17 to 0.12 msn. An expanded sample including dust masses found in the literature for a further 11 CCSNA and 6 CCSN remnants, the dust mass at saturation is found to be 0.42 carat plus 0.09 to 0.05 msn. Uncertainty limits for our dust masses were determined from a Bayesian analysis using the affine invariant Markov chain Monte Carlo ensemble sampler MC with Damocles. The best-fitting line profile models for our sample all required grain radii between 0.1 and 0.5. Our results are consistent with CCSNA forming enough dust in their ejector to significantly contribute to the dust budget of the universe. This was dust masses for a large sample of core collapse supernovae from optical emission line asymmetries, dust formation on 30-year timescales, by Maria Niculescu Duvaz et al.